Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. I think there's a lot to chew on from what Aaron Rodgers said today. We got into the big portion of it earlier, obviously, with him saying this is his last year and why, frankly, that imbued me with a lot of optimism for this year, more so than I certainly had waking up this morning, because maybe there was always a little bit of ambiguity about whether or not Aaron Rodgers might have a great season and then want to come back, or maybe would have, more to the point, an average season and beg to come back, and the Steelers would have to get into an uncomfortable sort of stare down with him where they say, he's like, I really want to play. Well, you're only under contract for 1 year. Sorry, pal. Oh, no, but I really want to be back. No, we're moving on. None of that we have to worry about. He signed a 1 year deal. He made it explicitly clear that he signed the 1 year deal here because he figured it was going to be his last year. Nobody has to do any kind of machinations here. Nobody has to guess as to what the other side is thinking. I compared it, Donnie, to a summer fling. Maybe you're in college. Everybody knows the score. Everybody knows what's going on. When summer ends, we go about our ways. Had fun, no hard feelings. Either way. And I think in this case, it's very good. The fact that Rodgers is singing Tomlin's praises, I think, creates another very interesting subject to consider. Think about how Mike Tomlin talked about Russell Wilson when he brought him in here last year. Okay? Think about what he said about the baseball card. He's been there. He's a champion. We are all very aware that Mike puts a ton of stock into the been there, done that thing with players. If you've been to the top of the mountain, Mike respects that. That has always been his MO. We also knew that despite all the nice things he said about Russell Wilson, when push started to come to shove, things were far bumpier, were they not? There was the weird weighted sled thing, which I think externally people tried to put on Wilson himself. Like, look at this. He's trying to be a real hardo, showing how hard he trains. Internally, I think we all put it on Mike and on the strength coach that got hired from BC, which seemed like a specious decision. Mike then has to wait for Wilson to get healthy, but then he does go full lone wolf. He says, I'm out here by myself. I might be the only guy in the building who thinks this is the move, but this is what we're doing. Wilson initially validates it, but then again, push comes to shove when Russ starts to taper off a little bit and Russ starts to turn the ball over. It's time for Mike to reassert 10-2 control in the steering wheel, even though it was a player whose praises he had sung as a big-time winner, Super Bowl champion, future Hall of Fame type guy. None of that was good enough when it really came time to make tough decisions based on actual things happening on the field. And Russ, of course, I think if we're going for his part of this, I think Russ said all the right things about Tomlin, right? I mean, there was no... Russ always says all the right things because his strategy is to someday be president of the United States. So right now, he's probably going to be giving the most boring interviews in history. Oh, yeah, Mike's great. Oh, yeah, this is great. Oh, yeah, that guy's great. Like, real Russ, you'd figure out who it was behind the scenes. The guy who would, chafe or blanch at being reined in a little bit by the OC or by the head coach. But publicly, Russ said all the right stuff. Rodgers, I think, is a much more authentic character than is Russell Wilson. I also think Rodgers is a pretty cagey dude. I think Russ went into this last year thinking, hey, Mike's saying all these good things. I'm going to take it at face value. I'm going to be Russell Wilson like I always am, and that'll all work out, until it didn't. And he also wanted more money and more years after that deal. He was out looking for a next big contract. Rodgers is not. So maybe there's a little different vibe here. But I think Rodgers is a pretty cagey guy. I do not think he gets kind of bullied by coaches. I don't think he gets put in a corner. I don't think he'll be shy, just like Roethlisberger was for the back half of his career, especially when he had really taken over the offense. I don't think Rodgers is going to be shy about saying what he wants to Arthur Smith. I don't think Rodgers is going to be shy about saying what he wants to Mike Tomlin or what he thinks the team needs. And so, Donnie, I think we're going to get into this push-pull again of player come. We're going to get like a return version, a sequel. Player comes here and directly cites Mike Tomlin being this awesome guy that people want to play for as a major, if not the principal reason that he joined up with the Steelers. I'm wondering if anybody out there actually feels like this time it's going to end differently, because lately it hasn't ended well. Who are the guys who have come here because they've loved Mike? Russ? Fields didn't have a choice. He got traded. But Russ, guys like Melvin Ingram came here, and there was the thought, hey, Mike, he's great.
It was Mike lied to me.
Mike lied to me. Who else did we have here coming in? We've had a couple. We've had, not a receiver I'm thinking about. There's been a couple other just football players, generally, broadly speaking.
It was like Joe Hayden.
Hayden was a good one. Hayden went well. I guess point in fact is that
I'm just trying to think of guys who.
I guess even with Najee, Najee, Mike backed him to the hilt, and then it was no fifth year option, and see you later. And Mike was a huge defender of his, I would say, till he wasn't, till Jaylen Warren beat the door down.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm curious now because somebody just said, did he say Fields got traded or am I losing it? Yes, Fields got traded here. He did not have a say to come to the Steelers. That's for C.O. Waffles. I'm interrupting what we're doing here for Mr. C.O. Waffles. No, we did not trade Fields to the Jets here in Pittsburgh. Nor would I ever say we again because I am not part of the organization. Fields got traded to the Steelers in the first place. Anyway. There have been, long story short, examples of players. Even Pickens, I think, is probably the one I'm really thinking of. A guy who was on the team, who always talked a big game about he loves Mike and this and that, and Mike always defended him until he didn't. Until it finally, it gets too toxic, and the head coach ends up looking like the guy that either couldn't deliver on what he promised, maybe reneged on a promise, or just got sick of somebody despite being the ultimate player's coach. With Rodgers, I think you have a much more accomplished player. Four MVP awards puts him a clear strata above Russell Wilson. I don't think anybody disputes that. You have a guy who I think is better at playing the game when it comes to dealing with these little internal team dynamics and politics than Russell Wilson. I think Russ kind of has one speed, automated. And with personal interactions, and I don't think that serves him well. And also, you've got a player who wants to do it more by the book than Russ. Wouldn't you agree, Don? I mean, Russ wanted to cook. He wanted to get out. The whole Bengals game was a flashpoint. He was making plays on the move. They might have had good plays called, but he was dodging pass rushers, and he was doing this and that, and he put up big yardage. And then, suddenly, no, we didn't call all those plays that worked out well. We want you reined back in. Rodgers wants it to be that way. But Rodgers isn't going to be shy, I think, if Mike Tomlin's game plans are very conservative, if they are too run heavy, and if they don't give him a chance to go out making some big throws. He has said all the right things. He has even convinced me. I mean Aaron Rodgers here. He has convinced me that he really wants to be here. That being for a pillar of the NFL-style franchise, a cornerstone franchise, he called it earlier today, matters to him. That much is obvious. He knows the value of it, playing for the Packers, another cornerstone franchise for so long. I think that the story of this season, and whether or not my earlier optimism is well-founded or not, rests with Mike Tomlin. Can he see? He has clearly talked to the player enough to have won the player over. Rodgers, hard guy to win over. We all agree. Can he actually cede some control to at least, not by current level of performance, and I don't think I'm being mean to Roethlisberger here. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, people. This is the best quarterback by resume Mike has ever coached. Ben doesn't have an MVP vote to his name. I don't even think Russell Wilson does. I think they're like the two who like have that weird sort of statistical anomaly on their careers. Neither one of them has ever gotten an MVP vote. This guy's got four awards. Aaron Rodgers very clearly is a Steeler in part because he really wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. Now, you can say he's also a Steeler in part because the Vikings didn't want him. I think that's probably true. I don't think it hurts, though, that the ultimate players coach is still here. My question, what I'm not sure about yet, is whether Mike Tomlin is willing to let go enough to actually let Aaron Rodgers try to succeed. How do you think the Tomlin and Rodgers relationship is going to go? Do you think that they will coexist well, that Mike will give a little, that Rodgers won't take too much, and that these two big egos, big personalities can make it work? Do you think it can actually happen?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.